The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Oh, that hesitation.
Well, I'm looking out the window, Howard, and all I see is gray. I got soaking wet when I came in. But you know what I love? Some liquid sunshine.
That's
Why
right.
Why do I love that?
Because,
two reasons.
Go ahead.
Because it makes the grass green. And when the grass is green, houses sell better.
Yeah.
And I don't mind showing houses in the rain. A lot of realtors do, but I don't mind it because I know that when it's raining out, we can see if the roof's leaking.
Right. Yeah.
And I always tell people, if you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine.
You know, you can save money on days like today. You know why?
Why?
Because it means that the next time that the sprinklers are going to come on in your yard, they won't come on because the lawn's already been watered.
Possibly.
That assumes that, of course, that little rain sensor on the outside of your home is working. So how about that? A positive way to look at a little bit of sunshine.
Yes.
And if you're going to wash your car today, well, maybe you'll save some money by not going to the car wash place.
I'm thinking you should skip it.
All right. Hey, you know what else? It's a special day today for most of our listeners. And most of them, virtually all of them, will not even know about it.
What do you mean?
Because you know what today is?
What?
You know, we start the show every week with what's special about the day. Sometimes because it's the first Saturday of the week.
Yet.
Sometimes it's the second Saturday. Sometimes it's the third Saturday. And sometimes it's because it's that particular day of the month. So today is the 17th day of August. And it is actually Baby Boomers Recognition Day. So Alan, our producer, is a baby boomer. Angela, you are a baby boomer. I am a baby boomer. So I would like to recognize all three of us and to most of our listeners because there you go, Alan.
Because we made it.
Baby Boomers Recognition Day. And if you're having a monotonous day, it's Break the Monotony Day.
Okay.
So Break the Monotony Day. There's a couple more.
What?
I got to tell you about this. I gave every Saturday morning when I come into the show, there's a man that sits on the side of the road in his old car, and he has a table that's set up. And you know who I'm talking about,
I
right?
I do.
Yeah. What does he do?
He sells honey.
He sells honey. Well, you know what today is?
National Honey Day.
It's National and World Honeybee Day.
Oh.
So I gave a little salute to that man who is there, rain or shine, every Saturday morning selling honey. Uh-huh. And one other thing that's special for you, Angela, because we also pass another shop that you like to stop in that you discovered about 2 months ago. What do you like with special toppings mixed in?
Frozen custard.
Frozen custard.
Never had it before in my life.
It is National Vanilla Custard Day. Do you want to give a shout out to those folks at that store?
No, I really like the chocolate custard, though. But yes, at Witts. Witts in Bayard.
W-I-T-T-S. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Freddy's has good frozen custard, too.
They do.
Yes.
All right.
In the town center, and there's one in Orange Park.
So did we have a good week this week?
Well, wait a minute. I'm not done giving shout-outs just because you're done giving shout-outs.
Well, I'm sorry.
So first of all, I'm almost going to tell how old I am because my daughter has a birthday today.
Oh, okay.
And she's 29. That makes me old, doesn't it?
That makes you at least 30.
Yes, I give a happy birthday to Shelby.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also, you ready?
I'm ready.
A happy anniversary to us because we're having our 1-year anniversary.
Our wedding anniversary.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
81818. I gave you that date. So as you age, because everybody knows you're a lot older than me, that you could remember our anniversary. 81818.
What date did you say it was?
See? He's already forgotten.
We've been together
many
years,
though. What am I
going to
do with him? What am I going to do with you?
Hey, we're your problem-solving realtors. We come to you every Saturday morning for 7.5 years now. We want you to be the best prepared buyer and seller that you can be. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, I wasn't here last week. You and Christine with a K were here talking about mortgages.
Kudos to her. She came at the last minute and saved the day.
Yeah, I was visiting my dad who turned 94.
That's right.
He's doing great in Richmond, Virginia. And by the way, we listened to you.
You did?
We did. The first few minutes and the last few minutes we listened to you. You did a great job. But the week before that, we did a contest. Only one person guessed. They weren't right. And then I forgot to give the answer at the end of the show. We ran out of time. So I'm going to do it again. And it is, what state has the highest concentration of vacation homes in the country?
Remember? I thought we did that one.
We did, but we didn't give the answer. One person called in and gave a guess. And
they didn't get it?
No, they're
good. See, I can't remember. It was a long time ago. And you see, I'm aging. You called me a baby boomer already. Doesn't that make me sound old?
You're a booming baby. Mm. All right. So what's the number to call, Angela?
222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-TALK 8255.
And we will take your questions.
Yes. Call in and talk to us on this cloudy, happy Saturday.
What state has the highest concentration of vacation homes in the country?
Yes.
All right. And it is, I think the person last time guessed California. And it was not California.
Hmm.
All right. So, no, they guessed New York. They guessed New York. So it is not California and it is not New York.
Well, that rules out two of them.
All right. Only 48 left to go. Okay. All right. We had an interesting yesterday, didn't we? With one of our brand new listings.
Did we ever?
We were going to tell you.
Somebody's calling in first. So let's do that and then we'll talk about our yesterday.
All right. Alan's about to type in the name and it is Marshall. Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. How you doing?
I have a lot of jobs to work on this morning, so I'm starting with you guys to follow through with Steve and Adam. So,
oh, good.
I appreciate your help, but I'm intrigued by your question.
Okay.
I'm going to go with North Carolina.
No, not that it didn't even make the top three.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All those halfbacks that moved back and all those Florida people who have their vacation place up there didn't get them in.
Well, there are a lot of vacation homes.
I think that's a great
guess,
though.
Yeah.
Very good guess, Marshall.
Good guess. And Marshall,
y'all have a good one.
Well, good. Thanks for calling. Marshall is, since you called in, Marshall is probably going to be on, you talked about the Van Wees. I guess you're going to be on their show today. And Marshall is the expert on reverse mortgages, if it's that same Marshall, and that's the voice that I recognize. So we invite you to tune in to the Van Wees, of course, every day after our show, and perhaps he's going to be on the show. We've got another caller, Larry. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Who else?
How you doing, Larry?
He's our biggest
on this rainy morning.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you're listening today.
It's a pleasure.
We got one minute.
And I won't burn a lot of time.
Okay.
Florida.
Florida did not make the top three, but it came in number six.
Okay, well, that wasn't too bad a guess.
That surprises me that it wasn't higher, really.
Yeah, 10% of the homes in Florida.
Anybody that needs a referral, I will refer them. I know a lot of people.
All
Yay.
Right.
Thanks, Larry.
thanks for calling and thanks for listening. Larry is our number one
contest winner.
Yeah, he's won it three or four times. Hey, when we come back after the break, we got so many things to talk about, including one of the special things that happened yesterday about a listing that we were going to tell you about. We're going to tell you a little bit about it because, let's see, came on the market, no longer on the market. We're going to tell you why, what happened with that home. So stay with us, everybody. We will be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 gray, happy Saturday.
You know, but gray's a good color to put into houses.
It is lately, even though, you know, Howard, there's so many studies, psychological studies, that say that gray's depressing. I don't know how Chip and Joanna made gray the most popular color inside a house for that country decorating.
Well, you know.
But it worked.
Well, you know, here's a funny coming up.
Oh, boy.
There are 50 shades of gray.
Oh, my goodness. Alan, get that mute button ready because, you know, you don't ever know where he's headed.
We got a caller. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Terrific. How can we help you today?
Calling in on your contest, your question about the state with the most vacation homes.
No, not with the most, with the highest concentration.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if it would be the same or not.
Well, it could be.
Okay. I would say the state of Maine.
Well, that is it. I'm surprised somebody got that.
Yay!
That is it. Congratulations.
Right. Way to go, Jim.
Yeah. Per capita, it has a highest concentration of vacation home. How did you come up with that?
Just a wild guess. I know a number of people that have homes up that way, and I thought it's probably one of those questions where it would be not what you thought. So it was just kind of a, I'll throw it and see if it works.
It is. Well,
that
congratulations.
Awesome. I've never been to Maine.
I've never been to Maine either.
We should go.
Yeah. Well, we're going to send you back to our producer, who's going to take your address, and we're going to send you a gift card.
Well, thank you.
And
I appreciate that.
While we're on with you, do you have any questions for us about real estate?
No, you always cover it pretty well. Answer most all the questions, I think, that anyone could come up with.
Well, great.
Well, what a compliment. Thank you,
well,
Jim.
Well, thank you so much for listening.
Sure,
so,
thank you.
So Florida has more vacation homes because it's a much bigger state. 10% of the homes in Florida are vacation states, but Florida is a much smaller state. So when you have
Maine's a much smaller state.
Maine is a much. Thank you for fixing that for me. Maine has much lower population, and it has a lot of vacation homes compared to the total population. That's why it has the highest concentration.
I say, Howard, we should go to Maine. I'd like to see what it looks
like. Like to vacation up there?
Sure.
19% of the homes in Maine are vacation homes. Vermont came in number 2 with 17. New Hampshire came in 3rd with 12%. And as I mentioned earlier, Florida came in at number 6 with 10%. By the way, in case anyone is curious, the place in Florida that has the highest percentage of vacation homes is Captiva Island, with 78% of the homes on Captiva Island are vacation homes.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. We've got Willie on the line. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm all right. I got a question about bathrooms.
Sure.
Okay. I got a this is concerning, you know, if you want to sell or whatever. I got 2 bathrooms I'm renovating.
Yes, sir.
The first one was my wife's because, you know, she's getting up in age and got handicapped stuff in and all that, and it was without the tub.
Okay.
Okay. The second one is in the master bedroom. I'm getting ready to do that one, and I was wondering, should I put a tub in that one instead of, you know, the regular handicap stuff?
Well, you should have at least one of the bathrooms with a tub because, and the reason is that the typical person that buys a home is a family, and a lot of those family members have young children.
Right, okay.
So when you have young children, you need to bathe them in a tub.
Right.
Now, the only exception to that is that if you're in a 55-plus community, where the owners don't necessarily want or need to have a tub.
Okay. Because I was getting ready to do mine the same way.
Okay.
Because I'm getting up there, too. So you just answered my question. I guess I have to put a tub in it then.
Well, that's my suggestion. Angela, do you have a different answer?
I do have a different answer, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to ask you a couple questions first. How old is your home? What age is it?
It's about 25 years old.
So it's 25 years old. Okay. So it was built in the 90s?
90, yes.
Built in the 90s. Okay. So I'm thinking you probably could do a handicap shower in your master as well. And then when somebody buys your house, when you're ready to sell, they could actually convert the hall bathroom, take that handicap shower, and put a tub in it. Because if you do the, because most of the masters today, if you go to a builder, the builders would tell you that families who are buying and building right now are not building tubs in the master baths. They're building oversized showers, and they're doing away with the tubs. And so that's what I'm seeing a lot when I'm showing houses. So I would say that having a shower only in a master is really on point, on trend right now. So I don't think that part of it would hurt you in the sell. I would say that having a tub in a hall bathroom is really what would be more beneficial for you. But, you know, you need to live in a way that suits you and your family for right now. And let the next family worry about renovating the home to suit their needs.
So you're saying it's all right to have two bathrooms.
I am saying that. And the other thing that I would tell you is, as Howard pointed out, today's like baby boomer day or something. Our whole population is aging, and Florida is aging in general, more so than any other state, maybe California. And so I think that, you know, it could be entirely possible that you would be passing on your home to someone else who is maybe doesn't have children or young children anyway.
You know, I was thinking about that. That's why I left this one for last.
Yep.
And I was going to I need to get around and ask somebody. I called last weekend, but I called kind of late. I had like 1 minute.
Yeah.
And I had to call back this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you get that he said, she said opinion when me and Howard are here. So I say go with me.
Okay. Right. I'm going to take your advice.
All right.
You better.
All right.
Thank you, Willie. Thank you for listening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
Angela, what happened in interest rates?
Wait a minute. Can I ask you a question? Did you get Jim's information?
Alan got Jim's information. Good. Angela, what happened with interest rates this past week?
Well, Howard, I believe, here's what I know. Interest rates. Okay. The 30-year rate, it remained unchanged from last week. It's still at 3.6%. Howard, do you know that last year this time it was 4.53%? So it's down so much.
Almost a point.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? The 15-year rate, it rose a couple of hundredths of a point to 3.07%. And this time last year, it was 4.01. Now, the VA and the FHA 30-year rate, it's at an unbelievable 3.25%. Wow. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, still a great deal if you only plan on being in your home for 5 years or less. It fell 0.01% to 3.35%.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about that the rates were almost at a 3-year low. What they are now, they're almost at near record lows. Near record lows. Imagine that. Could we have said that 2 years ago when they predicted? 2 years ago, they predicted rates were going to raise about a point. At the beginning of this year, there was a prediction that interest rates would go up a point.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what the Van Wees say when they come on, because you've got the trade issues and you've got the market slowing down and you've got everybody's talking about a recession coming. And so there's a lot of things happening in the marketplace.
But right now, they're unbelievable.
It's a great time to buy.
Unbelievable.
It's a great time to buy.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
People are refinancing.
Yes, it's a great time to refinance. Yes.
I mean, an FHA loan at 3.25%, that's almost free money.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are waiting. It's just absolutely incredible.
Yes.
You know, here there's a shortage. You know, the Van Wees, when they get on the show, and they do a great show, they talk about what's going on countrywide with all sorts of
and local
shortages, but a lot of stuff is countrywide. Here in Jacksonville, generally speaking, we have a fantastic market. Now, if you want to sell a $2 million home, it's a little harder to sell those because there's fewer buyers. But if you have a home that looks good and priced right, especially in that $200,000 to $350,000 range, it gets sold quick. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about one that we had listed Thursday night, which essentially means Friday, because we put it on the market late Thursday night so people can see it Friday morning. And we're going to tell you what happened with that. And it's just crazy what happened with that yesterday. So we're going to tell you about that. And tell you about the decision-making process that a seller goes through when there are multiple offers. So stay with us, everyone. You're going to have to hear about that because it's an interesting decision-making process when something sells very, very quickly.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, are in Portland, Oregon today to monitor a rally. The event is organized by a far-right group that has attracted white nationalists. Anti-fascist demonstrators have vowed to confront the rally. In Hong Kong, activists continue to hold demonstrations in Hong Kong this weekend. Pro-democracy crowds marched while supporters of the China-backed government rallied in a park. The democracy protests have raged for more than 10 weeks, many ending in clashes with police. The NBA's Brooklyn Nets have been sold to the co-founder of the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba for a record $3.4 billion, the most ever for a U.S. sports franchise. In July, the team signed superstars Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. This is SRN News.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Tired of waiting for your paycheck? Tired of making less than you need? Perkins Express Roofing has immediate openings for salespeople. Great weekly pay, company car, gas allowance, and other benefits. Perkins Express Roofing is the company that's promoting and growing. Call Sean Robinson at Perkins Express Roofing for an interview. 525-2277. 525-2277. Get a good paying career going today at Perkins Express Roofing. 525-2277. Equal opportunity employer. Of course, if you have a leaky or damaged roof, Perkins Express Roofing is the one to trust. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it. Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork. All you have to do is call 525-2277, 525-2277. Then sit back and let Perkins Express Roofing do it all. 525-2277, 525-2277.
Jacksonville Power Sports is your home for Kawasaki, Sea-Doo, Can-Am, and Polaris. And right now is the time to buy. Take advantage of super low financing and rock bottom pricing on all motorcycles, personal watercraft, ATVs, and side-by-sides. For over 40 years, Jacksonville Power Sports has proudly served our community. Jacksonville Power Sports is located on Atlantic Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of 295. Check them out online at JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we are your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. Talk Radio. WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
There will be a 70% chance of showers all weekend long with mostly cloudy days. Highs 88. Lows at night about 75. Monday through next weekend, 50% chance of showers with partly sunny days. Highs near 90. Mostly cloudy at night. Lows of 75.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
All right.
Did I say three happies? I try to remember to always do that. Alan keeps me in
check. You got a minimum of three?
I do.
Well, maybe. I do. Maybe as you age, you're, you know, baby boomer.
I am that baby boomer.
You know, 15 years from now, you'll forget one of them, and it'll be two happies.
He reminded me the other day. He's like, yo, you only did two. So then I did five.
Oh, okay. So before the break, I was saying we'd come back and talk about what happened with one of our listings, and it was a lower valued price property. And sometimes, whether you're a first-time home buyer or sometimes you're someone that is downgrading and wants something smaller, perhaps less expensive, you want one of these type properties. Sometimes it's for investors. But it was a really nice townhouse, one-story townhouse, connected property. And it was...
Which you don't always find, by the way.
Which you don't always find. Very, very nice. End unit, back of a community, very nice shape, a new roof being put on. And it was priced reasonably. And we had so many people. It was tenant occupied, too. So we were causing the tenant to have to kind of move aside so people can look at it. And he was very nice about that.
He was gracious about it.
And we had, I don't know how many showings yesterday. We had people wanted to put offers on it that did not even see it.
Correct.
Someone from South Florida putting in an offer. So we had multiple offers on it. It went above the list price.
Yes.
And then we have to decide, along with the seller, which one do you accept? Which offer do you accept? And a lot of people would say, well, you just take the highest offer. Well, that's not what you necessarily do. And a lot of people out there are thinking, well, why wouldn't you? Well, some people ask for repairs. And some people don't. Some people are paying cash. And a cash offer is better than someone that's getting a mortgage.
Because you don't need an appraisal.
Yes.
Especially if you're going to go over the list price.
Some people are going to agree ahead of time to say, even if the appraisal comes in less, they will pay above the appraised amount.
Correct.
Some people are putting down 20% and some people are paying down 50%.
Correct.
So there are all of these factors in combination.
Some of the people even said, I'll do all the repairs. I'll take it as is.
Right.
I mean, there was all sorts of different scenarios. It was very interesting.
And then some people will say, I'll pay $1,000 above the highest offer that's submitted, but then not necessarily pay above the appraised amount if it comes in that way. So there are all different scenarios that we as realtors have to put together a matrix for the homeowner, present the information.
Right.
And give our recommendation as to what is in the best interest of the homeowner.
Exactly.
And it is not always the highest price.
Correct. So, and in this case, it wasn't the highest price.
In this case, it was not.
Yeah.
So,
and I think what there were six offers, two of them were oral, which I don't prefer. And then four of them were in writing.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
And that was in less than 24 hours. So it was kind of a whirlwind. And I thought that was good for the tenant, though, that it was only 24 hours.
So he doesn't have to show it anymore.
Yeah. And it was nice for the seller, too. And
it was. Mm-hmm. It was. So that was a fun yesterday, wasn't it?
It was.
It was.
It was, indeed.
We have another interesting thing that is coming up. Pictures are going to be taken this week, but I thought I would share it with you folks. And it's a home that was on the market for about a month and a half, 60 days, and it didn't sell.
That's 2 months.
It was too long.
No, 2 months. You said a month and a half, and then you said 60
well,
days.
Well, almost 60
I'm
days.
I'm helping you with your math.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate that.
And one of the things that we are pretty good at is helping folks with their listings that have not sold.
Yes.
And the listing has expired. We're not allowed to go and solicit people whose listing is still active.
Oh, correct.
That is unethical. It is not allowed by the Florida Real Estate Commission. It's just not something that you do.
Right.
But as I look at some listings that expire, one of the things that I see are some errors. Because sometimes I compare what the listing shows to what the property appraiser says about the house. And you as a homeowner ought to look at your listing as it goes into the multiple listing service, because sometimes there are errors.
Sure, there's errors, yeah.
And you should look at your pictures to see how the pictures are.
Right.
You should look at the description to see, does the description entice you to want to go look at the home? So I looked at the pictures of this particular home. I looked at the description, and I said to myself, I wouldn't want to go see this house. So the pictures were terrible. I looked at the pictures in the house, and there appeared to be four bedrooms. But the description said there's only three bedrooms.
Ooh, everyone knows four bedrooms sell better than three.
Yeah. There was a picture of the back of the house that appeared to show a Florida room. But there was no picture on the inside of a Florida room. There was no description of a Florida room.
Hmm.
How about that?
Doesn't sound like a very good write-up.
It was not a very good write-up at all. So three bedrooms instead of four. The pictures were bad, and there was no picture on the inside of the Florida room. So I met with the seller, and now here's the interesting thing, too. He had said he needed to net a certain price. The listed price was lower than the amount that he needed to net. It's like, oh my gosh.
Well,
this was terrible.
Yeah, but the listing price needs to be market value, not just what someone needs to net.
True. Absolutely true. But there should have been an agreement
between the price compared to market value.
Well, I did an analysis. He was underpriced. This should have been a four-bedroom plus a Florida room. Now, here's another interesting thing. This Florida room had electricity in it. It had a fan in it. And it was pre-done for an air conditioner. It had one of the holes in the wall for an air conditioner. I said, here's what you need to do. Go out and buy an air conditioner and put it in.
Like and one then, of the motel units?
Right.
That's what you mean?
I said,
yes.
We can raise the price of this house dramatically by making this heated and cooled space. And
right.
Then this 12-foot by 18-foot space can be considered heated and cooled.
Right.
And we can raise the price dramatically. We raised the price over $15,000 when adding the bedroom and considering the over 200 square feet additional square footage. And then he can net what he wants out of the price.
Nice.
Unbelievable. So here's what I want to say to any of you that have a house that isn't selling. Go back and look at your listing. See whether it describes the home and would entice you to go look at it. If your listing expires without selling, let us take a look at it. This house was underpriced by, I forget what I said, it was $30,000 we raised it. And it's going to sell now. It looks good. It's priced right. It has new paint, it has new carpeting, it has new appliances. It looks fantastic.
Yay.
And it's going to sell. You're going to hear about it in a couple of weeks, probably next week, because the pictures are going to be taken on
Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Yes,
so
that's awesome.
So don't give up if your house isn't selling. Sometimes it just needs to be tweaked and make sure that it is priced right, looks good, and then it sells.
Yes.
So we are here to help you. All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some other interesting things, like what's the difference between bad credit versus no credit?
Ha.
There is a difference.
I know the difference.
You know all about no credit. We're going to go back 8 years to Miss Angela Walker, and she's going to tell you a personal story about bad credit versus no credit and how you can make a dramatic change in your credit. because she's a person that had no credit. We'll explain what that means when we come back after the break. Right, Angela?
Yes.
Personal stories are the best stories.
Yes.
All right. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. And we don't have time to do the scam, but we'll do that next week. So stay with us, everyone. Come back and talk about another great house that we have coming up on the market. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. I can't believe the show's almost over. We're on our last segment.
This is segment four already?
What is that?
Hey, we need to get a two-hour show. I don't think the Van Wees would like us taken into their spot, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, they're on their way here, so they're listening.
Oh, that's why you said
they
that.
They do a okay. great show. We appreciate listening to them. I think they like our stuff as well. Well, we said we talk about bad credit versus no credit. You know, the highest credit score is 850.
Yes.
Which is really, really good. Anybody over like 750 is considered excellent.
740.
Mm-hmm. And you have a score that's over 800, which is considered
15
excellent.
At the moment.
Now, when I met you, you had...
no credit.
No credit whatsoever.
That's correct.
Which is different than bad credit. Now,
That's
bad
correct.
Credit is someone that doesn't pay their bills.
Someone who has demonstrated that they don't pay their bills.
Demonstrated it. So they might have a score of 300 or 400 or 500. So they pay late or they don't pay them at all. And if they can get a loan, that's if they can get a loan, they're going to pay a really, really high interest rate.
Correct.
Someone that has no credit is, let me give some examples, and that may be easier for someone to put their arms around. No credit is someone that may be a recent college graduate who has never had a credit card, or foreigners that move into the country that nobody knows about them at all. They may have credit in another country, but they have no credit here. Or people that have always paid everything by cash. So they've never gotten a loan. They've never had a credit card. They just never have established credit with anyone. They may have a bank account. They may have money in the bank, but nobody knows whether they've ever paid a bill or not. Okay, so what do you do if you, another one. Someone that who perhaps was married, perhaps a woman, not necessarily a woman, but perhaps a woman who was married and whose spouse, whose male spouse, had all the charge cards in his name.
Sounds like my story.
Sounds like your story. And then at some point got divorced and needed to establish credit.
Yes.
So how does someone establish credit? Well, you can go get a special credit card. Now, you might not be able to get a regular credit card because, again, that is credit. You're asking a bank to give you credit where they don't know anything about you. You have a job, but it's not a regular paycheck because you're a realtor. So what you can do is get what's called a prepaid credit card, where you go to a bank and you input money that backs that credit card. And then you can, it's not really a charge, but you buy things using that credit card. So you put in $1,000 or $500, whatever you can afford, and then you pay with that card, and then you reimburse the bank to bring that credit card balance up. That starts to establish credit. That's a way to start to do it, right? That's one way.
Correct.
Now, you did things a little bit different. You were luckily able to do this. You wanted to buy a car.
Yes.
And they did a credit check and said, you don't have any credit. Do you really
they
exist?
They thought I stole someone's identity.
But you were alive for a long, long time, and you finally
found...
Well,
that's what
found,
they said. You're like 50 years old standing here in front of us with no credit. How could that be? You must have stolen someone's identity. I'm like, no, check me out. And my dad was in the car business, so they did check me out, and they knew that I was who I said I was, and they took a chance on me and gave me a loan, but it was at a high interest rate.
It was.
And that's how I get my first credit, and then the bank gave me a very small credit limit, even though I had cash in the bank, and then just started it. So
and built it up, and after a few years, you have what's called very, you're at
excellent
the
credit.
Elite of credit being over 800. So, you know.
But I worked hard for that.
Yeah. So can you get a mortgage to buy a home with
no credit?
With no credit? Well, maybe, because things are changing a little bit. So let's talk about that. Do you have income to justify the purchase? Well, you need to start building as credit, as I mentioned, with a pre-funded credit card. Another way to do to purchase a home is to do owner financing. That is possible. Now, what you may have to do is to show the seller that you have money. Show your bank accounts. Show your tax returns. Show your pay stubs to show that you qualify. Another method is to do a lease purchase. That's another option. Now, we could do a whole show on lease purchasing, but we don't have time to do that. But you will need a substantial down payment to do a lease purchase. Now, there is one lender, a national lender, that it's experimenting with offering mortgages to folks with little or no credit. Of course, you should expect to have higher interest rates than the rates that we're telling you, since the lender is probably taking a chance on you. But again, this is not someone that has bad credit. It is someone that has no credit, because there may be a foreigner. It may be someone that's gone through a divorce, like the situation with you, or someone that has always paid cash. So again, this is people that have money, that have income. And it may be someone, by the way, that is someone that is young but has an annuity coming or a trust that's coming. So they're guaranteed income for life, and that's a way that you can prove that you have income coming to you. So there is a difference between bad credit and new credit. By the way, if you have bad credit, you can work with Christine at Select Mortgage Partners to
Success Mortgage.
Success, I'm sorry, not Select.
That's okay. Success. Christine Kennedy with a K.
What's her phone number?
It is 514-6969.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, you know what it's time for?
Yes,
sorry about that delay there. We have a couple of homes to talk about. We don't have any open houses today, but we have a brand new one that's coming on the market.
Yes, it is.
So tell us about that.
It's 179 Straw Pond, and that is in Samara Lakes in St. Johns County, located off the World Golf Village exit. And such a gorgeous home. It's priced at $350. Five or six bedrooms, any way you want to do it. It could be five bedrooms with a bonus, or it could be use that bonus room. It has a half bath in it and a huge walk-in closet. That could be your six bedroom. It also has an office. It's got an evening deck. It is a two-story home. Tons of space. Bring the family. It's got a fenced yard. You're going to want to be in this house. It's quality built. Standard Pacific built this house. It is just lovely. Got a chef's kitchen with a California island. Even though it's a two-story home, there is a full bed and bath downstairs. It's awesome.
It's
you're
going
to want to be there.
I love the deck
A-rated
off the master.
Schools. And remember, in that community, you can be anywhere in just 20 to 30 minutes. So it feels far away, but it's really not far away at all.
I love that all the rooms are large, plenty
yes.
of storage. It's just a really, really nice place. The one that I want to talk about is, you know, great, great value in Middleburg. Sand Hill Crane in Two Creeks, five bedrooms.
Great house.
Four-way split, screened lanai, three-car garage, big kitchen island, high ceilings, two convection ovens, Samsung appliances, two HVAC systems, built in 09, so many built-ins. Huge master closet, second bedroom, has its own bath upstairs. This is a true multi-generational home. There's a hot tub. It's a preserved corner lot, lots of amenities. It's only $102 per square foot. That makes it $305,000 for 2,978 square feet. Oh, my gosh. You got to see this place. If you want to, you can give me a call, 687-8161, or call Angela. 465-3845. Hey, the Van Wees are standing by. You know, folks, Angela and I love doing this show, love living here in Northeast Florida. You need a professional on your side. Have a blessed week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.